Tether says USDT is adding 30 minimum wallets. Every quarter, Tether CEO Paolo Arduino said USDT is adding more than 30 million new wallets every quarter, a figure he shared publicly, and that was flagged by CoinMarketCap on July 18, 2026. At that pace, the largest dollar-backed stablecoin is picking up roughly 120 million new wallet addresses a year, a number that says more about global dollar demand than about crypto trading volume. The claim came without a full data appendix. So treat the exact figure as a founder statement rather than an audited disclosure. A wallet is also not a user. One person can hold several, and dormant or throwaway addresses inflate any raw count. Still, the direction is consistent with what on-chain trackers and Tether's own reserve reports have shown through 2026, and it lines up with where stablecoin spending is actually growing. The growth is happening away from trading desks. Most of the narrative around stablecoins in the U.S. centers on regulation, yield, and which bank or exchange gets to issue one. That is not where 30 million wallets a quarter come from. The bulk of USDT's wallet growth has consistently come from emerging markets, where the local currency is unstable, and access to physical dollars is expensive or restricted. In places like Argentina, Turkey, Nigeria, and much of Southeast Asia, USDT functions as a savings account, a remittance rail, and a unit of account for cross-border trade. The wallet is the dollar. That demand does not care about the fear and greed index, which sat at 34, fear, as of July 18, 2026, or about Bitcoin trading at 63,914 NORS, up 1.6% on the day. People opening these wallets are not timing the market. They are trying to hold value that does not lose 40% a year. That distinction matters for anyone reading stablecoin adoption as a proxy for crypto risk appetite. It is closer to a proxy for dollar scarcity. Venezuela's USDT trading now rivals its oil export value, which is the clearest single example of the pattern. When the official financial system breaks, a dollar stablecoin fills the gap. Wallet counts and dollar supply tell different stories. Wallet growth and circulating supply are not the same metric, and it is worth keeping them separate. Tether's supply reflects how many dollars are parked in USDT. Wallet count reflects how many endpoints hold at least some of it. You can add tens of millions of small wallets without moving supply much, which is exactly what mass retail adoption in lower-income markets looks like. Many wallets, small balances. The contrast with USDC is instructive. Circle won an OCC National Trust Bank approval this year and still watched USDC supply fall by roughly $7 billion over the period. A reminder that regulatory wins and raw growth do not always move together. USDT's edge has never been US regulatory standing. It has been distribution. It is the stablecoin already integrated into the exchanges, peer-to-peer markets, and payment apps that people in emerging economies actually use. Regulators are watching the same flows. The flip side of that distribution is scrutiny. High-volume USDT activity is now a standing item for financial regulators, not a fringe concern. Thailand's central bank has moved to audit high-volume USDT transactions, and similar reviews are underway in other jurisdictions where stablecoin flows have grown faster than the rules governing them. That tension will define the next phase. A stablecoin adding 30 million wallets a quarter is, by definition, moving into markets faster than local frameworks can keep up. Some governments will treat that as capital flight and clamp down. Others will treat dollarization by stablecoin as an unavoidable reality and try to supervise it rather than block it. Both responses are already visible on the map. The card angle sits downstream of the wallet. For the crypto card market, wallet growth is the top of a funnel. A user who already holds USDT in a self-custody wallet is one integration away from spending it, which is why nearly every major card program now supports stablecoin balances and why USDT settlement is a standard feature rather than a differentiator. The wallets Arduino is counting are the addressable market for stablecoin-linked spending over the next few years. The gap is conversion, not demand. Holding USDT and spending it at a point of sale are different behaviors with different friction. Card issuers that can turn a savings wallet into a spending account without forcing users back into a custodial exchange are positioned to capture the flow. That is the practical bet underneath a headline about wallet counts.